Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. Recycling and repurposing materials can not only be a cost savings in what is for many people tight financial times, it's also becoming hip. Even Martha Stewart talks up repurposed furniture and decor. Restore is one of the local operations riding that trend. What might appear to be a discount hardware store actually sells new and gently used building materials, furniture, and the like. The proceeds help fund local Habitat for Humanity affiliates build and renovate homes. Susan Bentz, our environmental reporter, visited a couple of Restores in the Milwaukee area and amidst the doors and windows discovered two young professionals inspired by the recycling and repurposing movement.
When Caitlin Rawhut decided to donate her first year out of college as a volunteer.
I graduated in May 2012 from Carroll University with my bachelor's degree in environmental science.
She did not picture herself in a sea of building supplies, furniture, and rack upon rack of windows in this no-frills warehouse in the shadow of Highway 45. Conservation was her thing. A passion that took root during Rawhut's childhood. Every summer, she jumped into the family camper with her mom and grandparents. Together, they headed west to camp and hike national parks. But Rawhut decided to take on the challenge of working for what she calls a good cause. More than 800 Restores dot the U.S. and Canadian map, and many of the worker bees who make them hum are volunteers. Everything that flows in is donated, and everything going out is sold, so Rawhut says.
We're able to not have those items end up into a landfill.
Bingo, environmental. Aside from the environment, the other beneficiary is Habitat for Humanity, which takes in the resulting cash.
Every penny that comes in is really supporting our mission, providing affordable, decent housing for the people of Milwaukee.
Rawhut found her way here through a one-year AmeriCorps Vista stint.
I'm the only Vista for a Restore in the state that deals with recycling. They wanted someone to focus on recycling. That's where one of the reasons I did decide to do this is really for an experience learning. I mean, I'm fresh out of college. I had never really worked. I mean, I've learned all about recycling and the environment, but I've never actually got to go out and work in it.
She calls her first recycling contribution a no-brainer. Rawhut set up an internal recycling system.
We only had a garbage dumpster at the store, so now we also have a recycling bin.
A baby step, perhaps. But now when staff and volunteers are bustling around taking in and reselling donations, they can toss soda cans and newspaper wrappings in the proper waste stream.
Back over here, this is sort of our donation area.
While Restore specializes in recycled building supplies, that's not all that comes in. Rawhut is focusing on expanding Restore's existing programs, streamlining them. She guides me into a chilly loading dock.
We actually have a stage semi here for Recycle That. So when the clothes come into our donation area, we can put it right into that semi. And when the semi is full, we call Recycle That.
A partnering agency collects household items that accumulate at Restore, items ranging from clothing or DVDs.
They'll come in and then switch out the trailer.
And Rawhut says pays Restore by the pound for the stuff it hauls off.
So we'll go right through this way.
Outside the main entrance, Rawhut shows me a supersized metal collection bin that feeds into the system.
This bin right here, that's our Recycle That bin. And we have about 16 of those at churches and other stores within the surrounding area that they can go to. Those bins were already here.
Okay.
But that's a new project I'm working on. Put at least another 10 to 20 bins in the next 6 months.
Rawhut is also pushing to increase the volume of all things electronic, the value of recyclables.
There's assortment of things. Copper's the big one that we can take.
Which another partner pays Restore to collect, propelled a change in Restore's donation policy.
Before we would take items that were working, but now we'll even take non-working items because that's still another way for us to bring in profit and to build more homes and help the mission of Habitat.
Rawhut is especially keen to build up the store's deconstruction program. It provides specialized trained volunteer teams to handle on-site removals.
Let's say that you need to remodel your home and you want to purchase cabinets or whatnot. We can come in and take out the old ones and resell them. Or if we get a lot of people that are completely tearing down their home, we'll take their windows, the doors, anything we can, and resell them here, or we can even bring them to our local scrapyard and bring in more profit that way.
With a handful of months remaining in her Restore stint, Rawhut hasn't given up on conjuring up a way to stretch a core group of busy volunteers and a couple of trucks to expand its deconstruction capacity. What will come next when this assignment ends? Rahat doesn't know yet, but recycling now figures prominently into her environmental interest list.
I definitely want to continue with recycling and just I really want to educate people on the different ways to recycle and that there's these items don't have to end up in the landfill and there's a way to repurpose almost everything lately, so it's awesome.
10 miles east, just below downtown Milwaukee on First Street, Jake Brandt is setting up a new ReStore.
This ReStore especially is going to focus on quality home furnishings, furniture, decor, that kind of goods. We'll still carry the same kind of stuff that you see at the Tosa ReStore, like cabinetry, doors, lighting.
Building basics are artfully displayed out back, while its sun-filled storefront has a funky boutique air about it. Brandt, like Caitlin Rawhut, spent a year at the Wauwatosa warehouse as a Vista volunteer. But his story, like this new store, has a twist. First of all, the 6'2", flowing-haired Brandt didn't have a conservation bone in his body.
My dream, other than, you know, if I couldn't make it as a rock star, was going to be try to find a small business where I could do in-house marketing or advertising.
But after graduating from UW-Whitewater with degrees in electronic media and advertising in 2008.
Finished top of my class and couldn't find a job anywhere. I was delivering sandwiches for Jimmy John's for a little while, just trying to find something. And one of my friends tipped me off on the AmeriCorps program.
He had no inkling ReStore would be
the perfect fit for me.
Brandt has developed an eye for treasures among its donations.
We get a lot from, say someone in a home passes away and their family doesn't need any of the materials that are left over and they really don't know what to do with all that stuff. They don't want to throw it in the trash, but they don't have the means or feel like going through the process of selling everything. So they'll give us a call and we'll come right to their home and pick up everything that we can resell and bring it to a store like this and give it a second life.
But the clincher came into play early during his Vista days. Brandt was given creative freedom to test out marketing schemes as long as they didn't come with a price tag.
So I had to find a way to attract the public in a way that'd be fun, that could hopefully garner us a little free press. And this idea just kind of popped in my head.
A recycled art contest. Brandt shows off a previous year's winner on display, a giant sunflower.
A base of an old stop sign, some steel sheathing, and the leaves on the stem of that are old shutters.
This year's contest, the fourth annual, kicked off at the new ReStore Brandt is managing.
The only rule is the art just has to be created from material here at the store.
He seems to be building some buzz. Opening night, half of his inventory sold. Was it luck? Brandt thinks not.
Setting it up like this to make it fun and inviting, I think, is the way to do it. This isn't a rummage sale. You know, this is a retail store, and you can feel good about buying here because it all goes to Habitat for Humanity.
Last year, volunteers worked alongside partnering families in the Milwaukee area to build 27 homes and spruce up 30 existing ones. Brandt, who clearly has drunk the ReStore Kool-Aid, says that's a little recycling gone a long way. For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is our environmental reporter. There is still time for the artistic and crafty to try their hand at a repurposed masterpiece. You'll find a link to the rules of Jake Brandt's brainstorm at wuwm.com/likeeffect. That is Thursday's edition of the program. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.